Hi, everybody. We're back again with another episode of our weekly show, Red, White, and Brown at Daisies.live. And today it's only Manushi and I. Anthra is traveling for work and Vanshika has exams. So here we are with Sas, Bahu, and Flamingo. It's a show, it's a series that streams on Disney Plus Hotstar in India and Hotstar on Hulu here in the United States. So tell me, Manushi, did you watch it? What did you think about it?
Hi, Meera. Hello, everyone. And this is Manushi. And this week, we're going to talk about Sas, Bahu, and Flamingo. Actually, its name is so atrangi ki pehli baar jab maine suna, I was just like, what? Sas, Bahu, and Flamingo? I thought first it must be some animal-oriented thing, you know?
It is cocaine. It's a form of cocaine.
It's cocaine, exactly. I could never even think that flamingo means cocaine. Hoga. I really thought that, you know, it's some animal-oriented thing, but it's about cocaine. So does this woman, it's basically a very woman-oriented show. And Dimple Kapadia, jo main role play kar rahi hai, and unki sari bahue. Ab to pehli baar to, you know, I love the fact that it's the stereotype breaker that bahue aur stars sab milke, you know, they're running this cocaine business. Kabhi suna hai kya ke aurat hoke ye sab karti hai? Because as a woman, you always question ke pallu dhak ke raho, ye karo, you are behind the kitchen and all these things. But abhi ek business woman hai wo aurat, and she's running this business of cocaine, and it's a full blooming business. Wo usko, you know, she's just the emperor, and wo chahti hai ki uska business grow kare. Unki sari bahuen, they're showing all kinds of breakers. All kinds of stereotype breakers. Jaise wo business karti hai, she deals with the drugs and mafias and all those people alone. Matlab wo sab kuch khud hi kar leti hai. There's no hero as such in this whole series.
There are all these heroines, there are all these women. So
exactly,
it is a fictional set in Rajasthan that's set up. It's called Run Pradesh. It's a fictional town, and Savitri, that's Dimple Kapadia's name, she runs a business empire. She's a huge business empire out of a grand mansion. And it's called Rani Cooperative, and she's called Rani Ba in the series. And together with an entirely female team, which consists of all her daughters-in-law. So that is a fun part of the thing. There's no man involved over here. They're only women. And she's thriving this business of setting up this. But what is her business? What does Rani Cooperative actually do? It's a front for cocaine, growing of cocaine and distribution of cocaine. And she has developed this new form of cocaine called Flamingo. And that is what she's the biggest producer for. And her backstory is that she was once a nomad. She was a Banjaran. And then she put together this enterprise based on cocaine. And her daughters-in-law are Radhika Madan, who plays Shanta. And there's Bijli, who's Isha Talwar. And there's Kajal, played by Angira Dhar. And they're her trusted team. And now she announces that she wants to choose a successor for her business. And there is infighting and chaos between all her children, and her two NRI sons have just returned from abroad, and now they're in the go as well. And now everybody's fighting to be her successor to this cocaine business. It's strong. It's a strong series. It's emotionally charged and action packed. And some excellent, excellent performances by Dimple Kapadia and Angira Dhar, Radhika Madan. They're so good. And then what you also see is unexpected twists and turns to this entire story. I don't call it mind-blowing, but it definitely satisfies a lot of thriller aspects. If you're looking for a good thriller to watch over the weekend, this is a sure shot binge. It's a very different story. And there are some, you know, so there are this, it goes fast and slow. So there are some slow burn scenes. And then there is something that happens really explosively fast. And then you are, as an audience, are kept on the edge of your seats and just watching this dysfunctional family where the way people are portraying themselves are really not who they actually are. And that kind of becomes the whole premise of the show. And they actually grow opium in a secret bunker and nobody else knows where it is. And then they try to, so it's just a family thing. It's a family business. And now there's infighting in the family. So the risk of somebody ousting the other person becomes high. So, but they still struggle to maintain the delicate balance. There's so many tense relationships. There's a same-sex relationship, which is like for Indian series, it's like something that they have to tick off. There has to be a same-sex relationship. Otherwise, series cannot be made. Then there is this unrequited love, which also is a big thing. Hindi series, they'll have to do it. Then there's a succession battle, of course, that's which we told you was happening. And then, you know, with this entire internal struggle and strife, it's not a traditional Saas Bahu serial that we can expect when something's called Saas Bahu in the thing. And, you know, and that's the surprise of the series. It features women who are in charge. They're uneducated, they're Banjarans, they're literally women who we don't expect them to be in charge, but they're so in charge. They are leading the pack, and men do everything. Men around them do everything to take the power away from them and make their lives difficult, but the show doesn't really focus on the gender divide and its consequences so much. But it's the clash between personalities, men or women, despite the gender. So it just takes the story away from that Saas Bahu dynamic to a personality dynamic. And I actually really, really like the writing. Writing is by Saurabh Day, Nandini Gupta, and Manan. Sorry. And the direction is by Homi Adajania. So I think the entire series is such an amazing watch. What do you think, Manushi?
Well, I think we really need such shows which set the bar high, just not for the feminism which is shown here, but for the kind of stereotype breakers that these all women are. You know, all of them are badass. They do not care about the world. They are just so much in their lives involved. They are not dependent on any man for anything. And, you know, these kind of stories are refreshing, they're funny, they're entertaining, and they are kind of very inspirational for people who feel that women cannot sustain. And cocaine and women, you know, two opposite, complete antonym words. You know, you never hear about cocaine openly spoken by women, you know, like, yeah, I smoke cocaine, or I smoke this, I smoke that. Here, even drugs are considered like a whole taboo. But here, they're talking about the whole cocaine making business and how the language that they've used and everything to represent the Banjaran sort of thing. I think that
not only that, but you know, the great story, what I liked about the story was the fact that as things become difficult for the women, they move to survival mode like women do. And that aspect is extremely well written, and what women can do to survive. And I have to say, I have seen so much work of Dimple Kapadia. This probably is the best, one of her best works. And she's so good. Her performance is so impressive. Then, of course, there are actors like, you know, she's pitted against actors like Nasiruddin Shah and Deepak Dobrial. And this is just amazing. But they are the supporting cast. She's the main one. She's the main woman. She's the main man in the show, and of course the other actors like Ashish Verma, Varun Mitra, Udit Arora, they are all aspiring to take control of Rani Cooperative, but they are so good. They are all such amazing. I think I have to give it to the director, but also the script writers. for making sure that every character is justified, and not only the character is justified and validated, but also they get enough time to show their craft. So I thought that was great.
Yes, same here. I think if you really like something different and want to watch something really interesting, this is the one that you should watch. Flamingo.
And it is streaming on Disney Plus Hotstar in India, Hotstar anywhere in the world, and Hulu in North America. So go watch it. We actually liked it and we highly recommend it. Hi, everybody. And we're back with another review for you this week. And we're going to review this movie, this Priyanka Chopra movie that just dropped in theaters a couple of days back. And it's called Love Again. And this features Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Sam Heughan, and Celine Dion. And oh my God, when I went to watch the movie, I had all expectations for a good rom-com, a good romance that I would want to watch. I'd seen the trailer and I kind of liked the trailer. So I was expecting something really nice. But somehow, 10 minutes into watching the movie, I was like, it seems as if somebody really took a ChatGPT prompt and said, can you write me a rom-com or a romantic ballad? And somebody just wrote the script on artificial intelligence and gave it to them to perform. There is absolutely no way a serious writer could have written this movie. It is so bland. But I think another reason why it was so bland for me is because it's based on a 2009 movie, which is almost like 15 years back. Yeah, or 14 years back. It's a movie called, it was a German film called SMS für dich, which means text for you. And it was based on a 2009 novel by the same name by Sophie Kramer. So, novel, the German movie, and now the English part of the movie. And I think over time, what has happened, the script hasn't been renewed because things have changed in the world. You don't really have to stalk people the way this guy in the movie stalked me, the protagonist. But yeah, I think those were my first few thoughts. The plot is around the efforts of a children's book author. Her name is Meera Ray, which is played by Priyanka Chopra. And she's trying to move on with her life after a drunk driver kills her boyfriend. And there is this depiction of this tragedy in the opening scene, which actually put me off. I mean, it spoiled my mood so much that I was literally sitting through the movie hoping that I'd had a remote control in the theater to really fast forward stuff, because that opening scene was bad. It's a long, unintentionally hilarious close-up of Chopra scrunching her face in confusion at the shrill off-screen screech of tires. So when you see Priyanka Chopra's close-up shot of her trying to emote pain or whatever, it just spoils it all for you. But cut to 2 years later, Meera still grieves and grieves for the man that she lost and her love. And she, to cope, she starts sending text messages to the dead boyfriend's cell phone, expressing her broken heart and, anguish, one-sided conversations. And when she's texting, this is scrolling on the right side of his screen in the theater, so you can read what she's really writing. And all these love-laden texts aren't really disappearing into Verizon servers. Literally, they're actually popping up on the new work phone of a journalist called Rob Burns. And it's Sam Heughan who swiftly falls in love with the unknown sender. He literally falls in love with the messages this woman is sending. And then this entire thing, starts in this made up New York, which they, by the way, the sets were in the UK, but it's supposed to be a New York story. For some reason, I don't know why they didn't shoot in New York. But he's determined to meet this person. He's determined to meet Meera. So he ends up carefully stalking Meera, spying on her first date at a bar where she's actually on a date with Nick Jonas, literally Mr. Right. Nick Jonas is her date. Then he actually manufactures a meet cute with her at an opera. But what I really missed between these two leads was chemistry. There's absolutely zero chemistry between Sam Heughan and Priyanka Chopra. And there's no romantic spark. The jokes that they tell each other, the wit around their conversation is so inconspicuous that you seriously feel like, you know, shutting the movie off if you could. It has a lot of cookie cut rom-com side characters as well. There's a friend, there's a, you know, neighbor, all those people that happen in a rom-com, from a friend set. You can really pick them up from friend set. But Celine Dion has an extended cameo. And she plays herself. And she kind of becomes a fairy godmother figure, using her lyrics to encourage Rob to actually step up in his creepy pursuit of a total stranger. It's actually truly bizarre, and it's self-aggrandizing. It's a disgusting performance, which makes you wonder why you're watching the movie. I mean, you might as well have watched a concert for Celine Dion if you really want to see her in action. That's it for me. I just can't review this anymore. It is, if you're so desperate to watch Priyanka Chopra, please go to theaters and watch it right now. But they looked less in love than the British royals do, honestly. And that was a very big put off for me, especially when you try to watch a romantic movie, which I actually love watching normally. So that's it from us. This week, we did one series and one movie that released this week. Next week, there's a lot of content releasing, so get ready for a barrage from us. This week, we did Saas Bahu and Flamingo, which is bingeable, and then Love Again, Priyanka Chopra's Love Again, which is in theaters, which is absolutely not watchable. So with that, we come to the end of our show. Manushi and I are going to say bye, and this is it from us at Red, White, and Brown from They Seize Our Life.
Bye.